I'm gonna dip this potato in some crushed Vicodin. And there's nobody who can stop me.
One potato, two potatoes, three potatoes, four, five potatoes, six potatoes, seven potatoes more.
Potatoes.
Welcome to the Potato Week podcast with your host Dan Fleming and Tom Crossman.
Thanks, TJ. Didn't that sound much better?
It actually is audible now.
Yeah. Yes. It's not a garbled mess.
Mumbled potato.
Yeah, it's not Team America Matt Damon. It's Martian Matt Damon. Welcome to episode 82 of Potato League Podcast. I've done really well the last like 3 or 4 weeks with knowing what episode. Yeah, so TJ sent us a new copy of the intro. I just actually, while it was playing, I got a message back from him. He's going to send it when he gets later. Send another one when he gets later. I'm trying to get the MP3 so that I can just put it right into the thing. And then it'll be super.
Yeah, that's pro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because before, as opposed to the usual hold my phone up to the microphone. As you can hear, my brother Ryan is here this week. Mm-hmm. He just built, I just put him to work.
Half built.
And he half-assed a trellis-type device in my room.
That is a nice 2x4 rectangle you built.
Yep, that's basically what it is. And that's been, to be honest, that's all I need. Because today is a big transition day. Also, today is our father's birthday. Yes, did you call?
I'm on my way home, I'm going to call him.
Well, no, what we can do, and everyone, when Robin and the kids get home, we can do a speakerphone call, and everyone can get it out of the way at once.
We can do that.
Or you could just say it on the podcast and tell them to listen.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
Yeah, that won't happen.
Dad is...
We'll get ourselves a download out of it.
Yeah, exactly. Numbers! Dad is 67 today. So happy birthday to Ryan and I's dad. We don't have a topic this week.
No.
I think we're probably just going to bullshit about the news for the week.
Yeah, I would think so.
I can talk about games that I played this week, and you can talk about games that you're downloading right now. Yes. Ryan can talk about the two movies that he watched this weekend.
Oh, nice.
For the first time, right? First viewings of...
What do you mean, for the first time? Just The Raid 2.
And Moana.
Oh, Moana, yeah. Well, I haven't seen the entire...
Oh, well, it took me like 4 times before I'd seen all of it, because it just, you are kind of in and out.
And it's been on 4 or 5 times since I've been here, but I have not seen the entire movie.
What have you missed?
Well, how would he know?
I know you've seen
from the crab on, because we did that this
morning. The 20 minutes of viewing today, well, I had never seen the crab scene. I
hadn't seen that was yet. The last scene that I saw, too,
yeah,
was the crab scene. But you, what I'm saying is I know that you've watched from the crab to the end.
Right.
So you've seen basically the best part of the movie, which is, to me, the second half of the movie is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's now, it has gone from watching it a couple times a week to it's just on during the day now. Because the queen of the living room will not be...
Well, this morning, she had grabbed her Moana doll,
yep.
Walked up to her mother, pointed at the PS4 controller, and
yep.
pointed at the TV,
yep.
and pointed at her doll.
Yeah.
So that's...
That's her mode of communication.
Yeah.
Pointing to objects and going, eh.
But it worked. It was effective.
Yes.
Because Moana appeared on the screen. So.
And her, like, well, you actually saw it. When she sees the voodoo icon as it's loading,
mm-hmm.
before you even get to where you can see Moana, she gets excited. Mm-hmm. And then
she was borderline hysterical last night. And now all you had to do was turn on voodoo and we were done.
Yeah.
And she sat on the couch.
Yeah.
and no more tantrum.
And then as soon as she sees the Disney castle and the Disney logo, she freaks out.
It is gorgeous, though.
It is. And she claps.
I know you had said that, but when I watched it, I was like, holy shit. Like, especially what struck me was the sand. Like, you see every little grain of sand.
Yeah.
That's not Little Mermaid shit.
Yeah. That, it's an impressive movie.
Yeah, it really is.
From a visual standpoint. Yeah, so I've now, I'm well into the double digits of Moana. Although I still don't know the words to the songs, and it pisses, well, it probably pisses Tilly off too, but she doesn't vocalize it. I'm sure it pisses Colin off. I'll just walk around the house, like, as the songs are playing, just singing random lyrics. And they don't like that. I wouldn't either. It's a bad dad joke. I did want... So you watched Moana for the first time, and you saw... Well, you and you also saw The Raid in the wrong order, too. We just watched... The two coolest early scenes that you didn't see. Because when did you start watching last night? Where were we? Because I had started watching it a couple nights before, because I'll put on... That's in my rotation of movies that I just put on while I'm working.
We were already to the point where the douchebag with the cane and the glasses, he had already shown up. I don't know if it was...
Well, he shows up from the very beginning.
Right, but I don't know... Well, I don't know if I was halfway through it or... Oh, I started watching it when he had the guys on their knees in the line. He was slitting all their throats.
Okay, so...
They were just casually talking to each other.
Yeah, and one of them... The last one is the guy that is trying to kill him in prison. That guy is the one that he kills.
And that's true.
Yeah, so he was just recruiting Ucho.
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, you saw all of the important... Well, you saw all the fight scenes, I think. I'm trying to think what happens in between... Oh, no, you didn't. He didn't see... No, you did! No, we started, actually, pretty much right where we left off right there, because you saw the scene where the porn guy... The guy that makes the porn and he's also selling drugs. That's Rama's first job as an undercut when he goes on as a foot soldier. Yeah, that seems pretty cool.
Yeah, it's time for me to. I haven't rewatched that film since our inaugural.
Really?
Yeah, I haven't rewatched.
I watch it often. Although I watch The Raid more, mm-hmm. even though two is. Probably better in every way.
Yeah.
There's still something about the first one that I prefer.
Mm-hmm. I did sit down and watch. Well, I watched it here. The first one, front to back.
The first one's awesome. Yeah. Both of them are awesome. But there's something about the
first one has more terrible like.
Oh yeah, like gross out
gun scenes.
Yeah.
There's more shooting in the first one.
Yeah, because it's a police raid. So yeah.
The whole stairway scene when they're going. Ugh.
But I think just the kind of the claustrophobia of it is what I like about that's not there obviously in the second one,
which is odd for me because I'm claustrophobic.
I am too. I don't like. But I think that's what I don't know.
Not, but if you put me in a room with that many people from Indonesia, I'm going to be terrified.
Yeah,
not because they're Indonesian, but because I will think of The Raid.
Yeah. So yeah, something about that I like better. I also really love the villain in that one.
Oh, yeah.
In his tank top.
Yeah.
I think he's hilarious. And it's also...
There's a lot more of the Mad Dog character.
Yes.
In the Raid, as opposed to The Raid 2, where he is not around for terribly long.
Right, which he basically has a scene and a half. I mean, one scene, he's fighting a bunch of fucking frat boys, so it's not even really all that cool. But when they go to kill him to start the gang war...
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Until he gets... hooked in the fucking face. Spoilers. Spoilers, he
spoilers
dies.
For something that takes place like a minute and a half into the film.
Spoilers for that guy playing two different characters and dying in both movies. That's alright. And I said to Ryan like four times last night after something crazy would happen on there, I'd go, and they use those guys to stand and deliver one line in Force Awakens.
Right,
yeah.
That's what they used those guys for.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I do remember being terribly disappointed about that. I mean, it was probably just like they had like, hey, let's just throw them in there. We've got the scene's already written. Let's just have them as these guys. But how do you have those guys show up on set and not have some kung fu shit go on?
Yeah.
How?
So I'm still
and basically say whatever it says.
Yeah.
The subtitle. It's over for you, Solo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else? Oh, it's something else. Search the ship. Yeah. That was a big moment too.
Yeah.
And then they run from a CG character.
They run.
They don't even fight anybody.
No.
That's real. They just run.
Well, what's his name? So, yeah, Tasu Leech. The one with the mustache, long hair dude.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember his name. He shot at it a couple times and ran.
Yeah. And we were talking about it earlier. How are these guys not used in every fighting film that's made in Hollywood now?
Yeah.
I don't care what it would cost to fly them from Indonesia to choreograph something. Do it.
$1,000.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you guys doing this week?
Right.
Want to come make this fight seem good?
Yeah.
Iron Fist.
Exactly.
Like you, Dan. I am on episode 4. It's 5, and I've stalled out.
It's a slog to get through this.
Are you done?
No. I'm on, I think, 5 now, and it's just like, if I watch an episode every other week, I'm like, I'm doing all right.
I'm on 4 or 5, and I haven't watched one for probably close to 2 weeks.
Yep. But yeah, every fight scene is boring as shit.
Yeah.
But yet, these guys out there, they exist.
Yeah.
Bring them in. Especially considering, like, with
and Colleen's got some skills.
She does. Her fight scenes are the best ones.
They're not the best Iron Fists.
No. Seriously.
She had a little better choreography.
We know they bring in the hand into the series eventually.
Mm. Yeah.
They're all wearing masks. Fucking bring these guys in.
Yeah.
Even if Iron Fist just kind of stands to the side for a while and watches them fight, at least it would be more interesting.
And then the white guy could jump in and do his power fist thing and game over.
Yeah. Nope. Every fight scene, every Hollywood script fight scene right now should be like, can we get the guys for the raid? Doesn't matter what it is. Bring them in.
Speaking of disappointing TV shows, see, I told you I didn't have a segued list, but I just did.
That is a good segue.
Speaking of disappointing TV shows, X-Files is coming back for 10 more episodes.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how I feel about it now.
I don't either.
Because it was so terrible. Because it was, well, it was, the last it, two it, episodes were so terrible.
Yeah, it two-thirds sucked. Because I liked the first episode and, like, the, what was it, a werewolf episode?
Yeah, one of the Monster of the Week ones.
I liked that one. So I liked 2 of the 6.
But the last two were bad.
God
were
awful.
Flat out bad. I mean,
God
the,
awful.
Of the first four, like, 2 of them were good and then 2 of them were, meh, good enough. And the last two were just terrible.
Fan fiction bad.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. It's as if they went on a fucking message board and said, hey, has anyone got like a, I don't know, 20-page treatment they can send me?
Yeah, we forgot.
I sure do.
We forgot.
I wrote it in 1995.
Yeah.
We forgot we got paid for 6 episodes and we only wrote 4.
Yeah. And we don't really know how to
help us out this week.
We don't know how to tie this story up. So we need someone to do it poorly.
And I don't even remember most of what happened in that last episode.
I don't either.
I just blocked it out.
I did. I checked out about... Once I realized they weren't going to really go anywhere, I was like, fuck.
Well, again, we talked about before, why do you get a 6-episode arc and have 2 episodes that have nothing to do with the other 4?
Right.
And then 2 of the other 4 kind of don't really have much to do with each other either.
Right. They packed way too much mythology into what turned out to be like 90 minutes.
Yeah.
So
you've got 6 episodes.
They packed like a season's worth.
Yeah, you've got a 6-episode season that's like, what, 10, 12 years in the making? And it's that? Fucking have your shit together, you know? Write something.
So we're super excited about this.
Yeah, so it's back.
Yeah.
So it's going to be back. And I mean, even the comic book that they had from IDW was better than that.
Yeah.
They had like a couple 20-issue runs of it, and it was good.
Yeah.
Way better than that was. Just pack all that. You've got this story already. So yeah, this 10 episode could be good, or it could suck horribly again.
Well, hopefully they have they recognized what was bad.
Everything?
Well, I like to think this was I don't know if you were down here at that time or not, but I was listening to my gaming podcast the other night and they were talking about like the kind of new, well, not new, but I mean, it's recent because of technology and where we are technology wise. That when games come out, they're more likely to come out broken because they know they can patch it later.
Yeah.
There's always a day one patch, which I have zero problem with day one patches because we still are beholden to discs. They have to have the game done like 4 weeks ahead of time so they have time to print all the discs. Well, that means the team's got 4 weeks to work on any shortcomings they know about. So a day one patch doesn't bother me in and of itself. It does bother me when it's used to finish the game. Like, hey, the game's not done yet. We'll squeak it out in these last 4 weeks and then, you know, you'll get a day one patch. But, so it's a hard it's tough because there's, sure, you want the people that made the game to fix little tweaks in that time. It's better than just sitting on their asses doing nothing. But on the other hand, you don't want to pay $60 for a broken game.
Yeah.
But the whole point of the conversation was like this thing about I don't know if you guys read anything about it, but
no,
the Dan's not. Like, I don't even know what you're talking about yet. I'm just going to say no immediately.
Yes.
I half watched that with you, and I still don't know what you're talking about.
The Mass Effect Andromeda.
I do remember them saying Mass Effect. That's how much attention I was paying.
Yeah. Well, the big problem with that game was the facial animations were just horrendous. And this is a BioWare game, so it's supposed to be super polished. And like all the other Mass Effect games, that's kind of what... That's one of the things, is that it's a super polished, huge, long... well, it's Star Wars. Well, it's more Star Trek-y, I guess. But anyway...
I've never played any of them.
They're good. 2 and 3 especially. Although 3 gets a lot of heat for the ending. The first 98% of that game is awesome. So I never really had a problem. I don't really care about the ending. But 2 is one of the best games last gen. Where was I? Oh, that, and it's the same thing with, you know, TV and movies, too, because because what a lot of the, your internet complainers are going to, hit that switch, or you're not going to get anything, there you go.
The lights are on.
That's fine. Light's not bad, it's not going to kill you. Most of your internet complainers don't don't care to see that there are two sides of it. If it were up to the development team, they would take all the time they need. But the publishing arm need to have games get out because they've told investors, you know,
business arm.
Yeah, this stuff is going to come out in Q4, and if it doesn't, that's not good. So, and you can say greedy corporation all you want, but I mean, it's a reality. That's just the way it goes. These people are not doing it for your enjoyment. They are doing it to make money.
Right.
So I understand and appreciate that.
Like all the Call of Duty games. Those have to come out the week of Veterans Day.
Yeah.
That's when they always come out.
Yeah.
And they have two different studios working on them. So
they have three now.
Oh, they have three now?
Yeah, Sledgehammer's in the regular rotation.
But when it starts, you know, you have 2 fucking years to make this game. It needs to be out. Isn't it usually Veterans Day or the day after it comes out?
It's the second Tuesday in November.
It's right around there anyway.
And especially with annual franchises, they have to come out. I mean, it has to be done. So that's like, there have been years where like, you know, like an annual sports franchise, like there was a year that FIFA was like really, really bad. Mm. And it was, I'm sure a lot of it was, it's got to come out in fucking August. Out. You know, yeah.
The season's starting, guys.
Yeah, if it's not if it's not out by August, it's we're screwed.
Yeah.
And then on the other hand, you got if you left it up to the developers, the game would never come out because it would never be good enough because they could always be doing something more. So it's good that they're kind of both involved. But what we're getting is these kind of, in some cases, incomplete games or games that weren't tested properly, and we end up being the beta testers, even though we paid full price for it.
Right.
And you're beta testing for the first 6 months, and you're really not getting the finished best version of the game until like a year later. And some things you're just better off waiting. Like I know that like my Destiny experience, for example, I bought it on launch day and I played the hell out of it for like a month, and I haven't played it since. I guess it's a way better game now, like a considerably better game, and it's a considerably different game, which is great in one way, but then on the other way, like, as the early adopter, it's just like,
fuck you.
Yeah, exactly, come on, man. I beta tested your game for you for 60 hours or whatever, and now it's better, but I'm done. And it's even worse in, like, it's one thing for, like, a multiplayer, like, an online game like Destiny, but what they were talking about the other night was games like Final Fantasy XV, which had an entire chapter changed.
Jesus.
And it wasn't until the game came out in December, and the patch for that chapter wasn't until March. So.
Wow.
Yeah, so their thing was, hey, it's great that you fixed it, but you know, I'm a huge Final Fantasy fan. I bought this day one, and I played it in, like, a month. I'm not going to play a 90 to 100 hour game again. Mm-hmm. Like, it's great that you did that for everyone that plays from now on, but again, fuck you. You know, sorry. But anyway, my whole point was that I would like to think that Chris Carter and Duchovny and Gillian Anderson were like, this sucks. We really, you know, I know we have to.
Let's try this again.
Yeah, we have to get.
I would like to think that, yeah. But after the last time, it's that they have lost some credibility with me.
Yeah.
Which is a shame.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they gave us so many years of good shit.
Yeah.
But when you have years and years. What else was Chris Carter doing? Nothing.
Sitting really. Back on all that merchandising money, probably.
Yeah, so, you know, if you're
probably exactly what I'd be doing.
Yeah, but if you're going to come up with a new story, come up with something cohesive.
Yeah, or don't do it at all.
Yeah, exactly, or don't do it at all.
Yeah, and, well, that's the thing about that makes this different, is that it's a unique case of a show coming back after 15 years of being off the air. So, I mean, it's not like that we get those every day.
Yeah.
So you would think that if in that case, above all others, it was like, okay, it should be like, all right, we have to knock this out of the park or I don't want to do it at all. Because none of those people need any money.
No. And especially considering their, other than like Chris Carter, Vince Gilligan worked on that show.
Yeah.
Dude fucking created Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul.
Yeah.
He was too busy to work on it this time. Maybe wait.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't have a very good story, go ahead. Maybe if we wait one more year, we can get Vince to work on this, you know. Only wrote one of the greatest shows of all fucking time, so let's not use him at all.
I think, was Frank Spotnitz involved this last time?
I don't know if he was involved either or not.
I almost think he was, but I think the only really important person that was missing was Gilligan. Frank Sinatra, Spotnitz. Spotnitz was involved in 8 out of 9. Yeah. Let's see if he was on this one. Shares a birthday with my son.
Woohoo!
He is exactly 50 years older. My son Colin was born on Frank Spotnitz's 50th birthday.
Well, there.
Who was it yesterday that had the same birthday as Colin?
I think it was something that got posted on. Oh, was it that Tool video that it was posted on his birthday?
That could have been.
Yeah, we've seen Colin's birthday twice.
Or something that was coming out on Colin's
birthday. Ooh, that might be it. Is Colin's birthday a Tuesday? See if it's a Tuesday. Ooh. There's a calendar right there.
You're looking at a paper one.
What is this paper calendar business?
Let's see. It's a Friday, so that's probably a movie date. What movie comes out on November 17th, Dan?
It could have been a movie.
Something important that I'm obviously not remembering.
Well, I don't know either, but I'm just saying.
I thought it was a big deal.
Oh no, it was not a trick question. I'm just saying that we saw something the other day. Or yesterday, we saw Colin's name. And if it's a Friday, I'm assuming it's a movie. This is probably riveting to listen to.
Yes.
Yeah. Ooh, please find out, guys.
What movie comes out 6 months from now that neither of you can remember?
I really need to know. Because I care what will come out on your son's 7th birthday.
Probably something terrible.
All right, I'm on the release schedule. November.
Oh, Justice League.
Oh.
Yes, yeah. Justice League is supposed to be November 17th. Anyway, back to Frank Spotnitz. What he did, he was an executive producer for apparently 8 out of 9 seasons. I thought he was there for the whole time. Why isn't it giving? God damn it. Wikipedia is not helpful. We need IMDb. There it is. It's You know what? He was probably too busy too. Yeah, he's not. He's not listed on the last year. He's only listed up through season 9 because he's been doing High Castle.
Yeah. Yeah. So they just fucked up.
So you well, I mean, yeah, you've got one of your executive producers is now doing The Man in High Castle, and your best writer is
doing Better Call Saul.
So maybe wait till those two guys are
to at least maybe just read your script over, do a good proofread,
yeah,
say like, hey, does this suck or not?
I can't tell anymore.
Yeah. Am I just masturbating on the page? Yeah. I don't really know. Look, Duchovny, look at him, look at him. There he is.
As Duchovny is actually masturbating on the page.
Well, he did go
that
away.
Was a,
he did go away for a sex addiction.
I was going to say, that's a sexual addiction joke.
Yep.
I always thought it was funny that he then played a character like Hank Moody for...
Yeah.
A long time. I mean, that show
California
was on...
Californication was on the air for a long time.
It was like 8 years.
Yeah.
Have you ever watched that, Ryan?
No.
I stopped watching it, I think, after 2 or 3 seasons. It was a good show. It was just,
yeah, it's just...
It fell to the wayside of other stuff.
Right. The first... I would say the first couple episodes, anyway, are like, you should watch those.
Yeah.
Because the scene... It might even be in the first episode of... where he goes up to get high with his wife's friend.
Yeah.
And the douchebag husband's painting on the wall. Mm-hmm. That's like one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
It was good, yes.
I actually woke Robin up when I was watching it and had her watch it. And even she was like, what are you doing? I said, you got to watch this. And I thought she was going to die. It's hilarious. But anyway... And I think it's the first episode. If it's not the first one, it's one of the first 3 or 4. Because I don't even think I finished the first season. But, like you said, it's good. But if you like, go away from it, it just... It's gone from your mind. It's one of those. So that's super high praise, Ryan. Although, he was getting, like, nominated for Emmys for it, right?
Oh, yeah.
So it's not like it's a shitty show. It's a good show.
It was better than the X-Files revival.
Yeah.
They could have just used one of the same scripts and threw, you know, Scully
in
the other roles. And everybody would be like, this script seems familiar. Why are there no aliens? And why is...
Scully could be his daughter.
Yeah. Why is he fucking...
Because she's basically the Scully character.
Why is he fucking everyone? And there are no aliens. It's still good, but all right.
Anyway,
why is his best friend the cigarette smoking man now?
Yeah.
Oh god, that show was so fucking weak.
I was excited to see yesterday though the new Call of Duty game.
Oh, is actually World War II.
It's actually called World War II. Thank you.
Is that actually what it's called?
It's called World. It's just WW2. That's all it says on it. And apparently, they're listening to us now.
Well,
because I did not...
They've been listening to us for a while.
I don't think they're listening to us so much as they... After they got their... Well, they didn't get their ass kicked, but after... After they watched Battlefield sell, I don't know how many copies. I still think Call of Duty was the highest selling game of the year, but it wasn't even close to like what they've been doing.
This was the first one in probably 10 years that I didn't even buy the fucking thing.
Yeah.
I am not interested.
I bought it only because it came with the Modern Warfare. Which now you can... I think now you can just buy Modern Warfare, which is totally worth it. That game's awesome. And it looks so good now. Because it was... That's a 2007 game, so it was pretty dated. And it didn't look that great. Even on, you know, compared to, like, late-gen PS3 games or Xbox 360 games. But the remaster is really nice. But yeah, I'm
excited for it.
Yeah, I've been
fucking M1 Garand back and no jetpack and fucking.
Well, that's the thing that got me. It wasn't it's not just the
to climb fucking walls.
The thing that I could never get a handle on, and frankly didn't want to get a handle on, was like the special ability type stuff. Because I just don't want to do that. I don't want
I want to stab dudes, shoot them in the face, but call dogs.
But the thing is, you can't play that way against people that know what they're doing.
Right, you can't.
With all the abilities and the fucking wall running and all that, you just get your ass handed to you. Mm-hmm. It's like if, you know, you
like
knew...
Like when I watched Liam play fucking Destiny online, I'm like, because we were talking last night, he's got like a 2 KD on Destiny.
Yeah.
And just watching him, because he's... I've tried that a few times, and but he's using his specials, he's using, you know...
Yeah.
Not just the weapon he has, but I think he's the Warlock, whatever the fuck you call it. And he's using his magic, and it's just like, bang, 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 and before you know it, four people are dead. And I'm like, I would have got my ass kicked right there.
Yeah.
Because, well, again, he's 12 years old, and he's a lot faster than I am.
Yeah, also. And the other thing I think that you have as a 12-year-old, as opposed to, like, us, is he has the time and energy to really study this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And probably...
and want to get good at it.
Yeah, and probably watches videos.
Oh, hell yeah.
And, of course he does. So, just being aware of all that stuff, And that's the other. That's why I have drifted away from multiplayer games. I just don't have enough time to put into.
I can see myself playing this one a lot. Though,
yeah,
the World War II.
What I would have to do though, if I really started playing multiplayer stuff again, is just not care how I do, which sometimes is hard. I did that for I did that with Overwatch. I wasn't really good at Overwatch. I maybe had a one. I was maybe like 50-50, but. I had fun with it for a while, but after a while, it was just like, I didn't feel like I was doing anything, and, it's a great game.
That's why I don't play the online stuff.
Yeah.
Which is actually a good segue into the Friday the 13th game.
Oh, I saw somebody posted...
Yeah, TJ posted that to my page.
Was it that it got a date?
Yeah, it's next month.
Oh, wow.
To be online multiplayer at first, with the one-player storyline coming.
Right. Yeah, which, we knew that already.
I still think it's a mistake.
Oh, yes, clearly. But
I mean, it
again, it's the same thing that we were just talking about, though.
One of the horror Blu-ray groups I'm on Facebook, everyone's like already sharing all their.
I will tell you exactly
their gamer tag. Yeah. So they like because it's. It looks like it'll be fun. You know, one person could be Jason, and then everybody else is a fucking camper, and everyone
that'll
like, we'll have to schedule play times.
That is interesting because you'll get your. A true, like, subgroup that play, like, one game.
If that game sucks, I will be hearing about it on that on that little board.
Well, I'll tell you why. We were just kind of talking about the big developer side and, like, their, you know, quarterly quotas and stuff like that. With a game like this, the reason that you're going to get it and then the single player's coming later, it's not time.
We're still working on it.
It's not time. They don't have any money.
Yeah.
So they need to sell the game.
That was Kickstarter, for Christ's sake.
Yeah. So they are probably out of money, and they because like when you're working for a big publisher, you have like milestones. They give you $5 million, and then if you produce, you know, you need to produce a workable vertical slice by in X number of months, and then you get another $2 million, and then so on and so forth. When you're a Kickstarter. You get that upfront money, and then that's it.
Yeah, you got to make do with what you got.
Yeah, so I'm again, knowing nothing, knowing absolutely nothing, I'm positive that the reason is that they've run out of money, which is totally expected, and that they need to sell the game in order to...
Well, especially considering it wasn't even a Friday the 13th game at first.
Right.
It was called fucking Summer Camp, and then they were able to secure the rights for it.
Right. Well, I mean, it was just... That's, again, it was like, you know, they didn't have these kind of connections to... Yeah.
Well, has there ever been a video game that had Jason in it?
Yeah.
The NES game.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
The
world's
yeah.
hardest fucking game ever.
Harder than E.T.?
I kicked ass at E.T. I could beat E.T. in like 20 minutes.
Wow.
Once you figured out the secret to it.
I kept falling on that fucking hole. I
couldn't. Battletoads is harder than...
With E.T., the secret was when the game starts, you go fucking, you grid it off, and you just walk E.T. around until you find the exact landing spot, because this is before any guys chase you. If you don't leave that screen, nothing comes after you. So you find where the landing spot will be, and then you just fucking bust ass doing your little neck wall thing until you find all the pieces for the fucking, you know, the thing to call in.
Right.
And then once you find that, you wall, and you fucking call the ship. You call the ship, and then you bust ass back to the field, and then you just literally fucking wait for like 3 minutes for that spaceship to show up. Because if you did it the other way, if you built it and then did the womp to call the ship, then you had to fucking try to find it and the ship would show up and you wouldn't be on the correct landing spot. Once you figured it out, that game was boringly easy. But fucking Friday the 13th was just hard. Even though there are now walkthroughs that show you exactly how to do that game in like 10 minutes.
Course. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
We should do that this summer.
Because I have the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should. Because,
as soon as Ryan finishes The Loft.
Yeah. Because I have that game I want to beat. Jaws that I want to beat. Because that game always kicked my ass.
Yeah.
Too. Because,
that was hard.
Yeah. I mean, it was fucking amazing if you got to the part where you could actually try to ram Jaws with the boat.
What about, and I think I have this, but I have no interest in going any further. How far did either one of you ever get in Top Gun?
I was just going to bring up Top Gun.
I was going to bring in Top Gun, too, yeah, because...
Not very far. I didn't like, do bad in the air.
Yeah.
Landing, oh my god. I fucking overshot the aircraft carrier every goddamn time.
If I could land without dying at all,
yeah,
and getting through that first section, I think I could do the second section, but I know I didn't get any further than that.
All right, yeah, we need to have a vintage night where we do these things. Because I still want to play the Road Warrior game, because I bought it and I've never
played it. We'll get the, Ryan will...
Do you have Top Gun?
Yeah, Ryan will get the loft mudded, and then I'll paint it and all that crap, and,
We'll have a Nintendo game
night.
We
can throw shit through the wall while we're playing Top Gun.
Yeah.
Yes.
I can finally unpack my 70-something now Funkos and do something with them. What did I get this week? I got...
Shepherd book. What was that?
No, that was two weeks ago.
Yeah.
I ordered a bunch of... on Amazon right now. Well, probably for a while, but... I realized I didn't have any Rogue One Funkos. Which we also watched that last night.
I don't have that either. I don't have any Funkos on
Amazon right now. They're all under $8, and three or four of them are like $4.
You mean they might have produced too many Star Wars related items?
Right. Now, of course, I think Star Wars and things that I know there won't be any there won't be a lot of exclusives for. Those are the only ones that I'm buying the standard edition of anymore.
Yeah.
Everything else I'm buying is just exclusive. So I didn't mind, because I think it's, I think Krennic is like $4 on Amazon.
He's actually one I really want.
Yeah, and that's, I ordered Krennic, K2, Cassian, and Jin. And I think it was a total of like $28.
I still have to find a Bodhi action figure. Because he's like the only like member of Rogue One that I don't have an action figure for.
Oh, yeah.
He's apparently $16 now, which means, you know, I'll never fucking find him in stores. Because I haven't seen him yet in a store, that assortment.
Segue. Just before we came on, I had to order some cup hooks to go on the trellis thing that my brother built.
I need that fucking assortment.
Yeah, you do. And it turns out that the cup hooks that I won on Amazon were an add-on item. You don't know what an add-on item is. You have to already have, in order to get free shipping... For that item, even though, because they're not prime, you have to, it has to already be a $25 order, and then it gets thrown in, because it's for stuff that's just too small to ship, or something. So anyway.
Just too small and light to ship for nothing.
Right.
Listen to the figures that are available in the Wave 3 that we haven't seen yet in stores. Grand Admiral Thrawn, just for some reason.
Okay.
Bodhi. Jin in her little disguise outfit there.
Oh, the one where she never used her...
But it comes with the batons.
Snake Eyes batons?
It comes with the batons.
Now, is there a Funko of her in that?
Yes, I believe there is. Mm-hmm. I've seen that. Then there's the Shore Trooper and a Death Trooper. That's a great five-figure assortment that we don't ever see in stores.
Right.
Thank goodness you see all the ones that no one still wants.
Right.
Everywhere.
Right.
Ooh, look, you can get this. Fucking Amazon's weird. I can get this Riz Ahmed celebrity mask.
Why wouldn't you want that? You could just wear that around his neighborhood.
Yeah, I could just walk around and go, I'm the pilot.
Yeah.
Wear that and walk around the airport. See what happens.
Jeez. Oh. That's awful.
But it's true.
But it's true.
It is. True. What were we talking about? I forgot.
Amazon Funkos. Shit. We were ordering Funkos.
Add-on items.
Add-on items, that's right. So anyway, I had to order $25 worth of stuff, and there was something...
So you had to buy toys.
Well, yes. I found a...
You might as well reward yourself for an adult purchase.
Right. Well, first I bought a Tilly, a little Moana dining set. So a plate and a whatever. And then I ordered the Guilfoyle Funko. So my segue there was segueing from Funko's over to Silicon Valley is back tonight.
Yes.
So I'll watch that either late tonight or Tilly and I will watch it in the morning. But if you're not caught up on Silicon Valley, it doesn't take that long because the seasons are really short and they're only 30 minutes. It's only a 30-minute show. But I do highly recommend that. I just started it, as I've said on here before, like, I don't know, it was like 3 months ago. I had watched the first episode.
Right,
and I did all three seasons in less than a week. And that's without doing a lot, you know, not like marathon sessions. But yeah, very good show. I'm excited for it to come back on tonight. I hope they don't, like, because shows like that are, the inherent problem in the little guy shows is that they either have to get big or at some point all the little obstacles and stuff start to get, like, it's just too much. It's like, come on, these guys are, you know, every time they are on the verge of becoming gazillionaires, something stupid happens.
Yeah.
And at some point that gets a little hacky. So I hope they can find a way to, I don't know, for lack of a better term, keep the show fresh without changing the show's identity. Yeah? Yeah?
Yeah. But something has to happen. It needs to be like one of those like third season shake-up type of things where you get new cast members, other cast members leave, or something. Something has to happen.
I mean, the shakeup this season is going to be, and this is not a spoiler anyway, is that Richard is quitting the company. But we'll see how that...
Someone always seems to
Right. So that's why it's not really a spoiler, because it kind of happens all the time. But
yeah, I mean, Christ, season one alone.
Yeah. people are in and out of that company like nobody's business. But, yeah, that's the... And then... but the thing that you've seen in the previews that is going to be funny is Jared is now kind of the child in the middle of a divorce. So he doesn't know, like, you know, whether he's supposed to side with Richard or with the other guys. Because they all still live together from what it looks like. But, yeah, so because I like Jared. Mm-hmm. Especially because his name is not Jared. But
it's such a good show. It really is.
Yeah, it is. What else was I going to do? Oh, I knew it was coming out. I didn't realize that it was... I found out it was coming out on Tuesday, but the first episode of the Guardians Telltale series...
Oh, yes.
...is out. It was actually one of the things in the flash sale last weekend. No, it wasn't on the flash sale. It was a PS Plus sale. If you had PS Plus, you could pre-ordered the whole season. It was $15, so I did that.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, because they're usually $24 to buy the whole season. The first episode was good. It's not. I still think the Tales from the Borderland is funnier, as far as the Telltale ones that have been funny. Tales is the funniest one. Guardians, just like, remember I said the thing I like about Telltale is that they tell their own story.
Yeah.
And that's kind of one of their conditions. And it's kind of, I get the impression it's kind of a take it or leave it type thing. Like with Batman, it was like, we want to tell our own thing. Obviously, Warner had to approve it, and obviously Marvel had to approve whatever they did, but it was like, we want to do our own thing.
Yeah.
So in Batman...
We don't have to fucking tie into whatever movie's coming out or whatnot.
So in Batman, they had their whole storyline, or part of the main part of their storyline was that Thomas Wayne was a criminal,
yeah,
basically, and he got to the top through nefarious means. And that he was in league with Falcone and all this stuff. So, I mean, as far as I know, and you'd know better than I would, that's the first time that's ever...
Yeah, Thomas Wayne has always been, like, the fucking paradigm of right. virtue, you know?
I mean, the only time when he's even remotely shitty is in Flashpoint, and that's a separate mm-hmm. universe or whatever, separate timeline, where he's a drunk murdering Batman, which is awesome. But yeah, so anyway, in Guardians, the big thing, the big change from what you would, especially from what you would expect, given the MCU, is 10 minutes into the first episode, you kill Thanos. Kill him. Dead.
Well, there.
Yeah.
Shit.
So it's almost like, well, now what do we do? And that's exactly what kind of the game setup is that Rocket now wants to leave. He's like, what do we have left to do?
Yeah, you know, you've killed the big bad.
I'm a hero now, so he wants to go out.
I want to cash in on this.
And by the way, the as usual, the voices are great as usual, but Rocket in particular just is of note. That is Nolan North, which is Nathan Drake, and also Deadpool. But yeah, it's Nathan Drake is Rocket. I can't think of who it, and the other ones aren't names that you'd recognize from other games. I wouldn't think, but. Everybody's good. What else? They walk it again. I'm not familiar with the comics at all, but they, from what I have read of people that are have read the comics and obviously seen the movie, they do a really good job of blending those two so that fans of both will be happy.
That's good.
Like, you know,
I mean, they are a lot of characters are very much from what I've heard based on the movie.
Yeah.
As far as the comics now, they weren't
originally. Oh, right.
Originally, but...
Yeah. And everyone looks a... Well, the only one that looks different is Gamora. She has, like, gold makeup around her eyes.
Yeah, she looks different.
But other than that, they all pretty much look like the movie, right?
Yeah.
Did you... Because Ryan watched, I think, the last chapter of the first thing. But anyway, that's good. So it'll be like 4 or 5 weeks before the next one. But if you're interested, it's worth a buy. I'm still... Ryan also got to see some Persona. What'd you think of that?
It's just not my kind of game. I don't like the turn-based RPG.
Yeah.
Really. I'm like, okay, I'm sitting here fucking with my stuff. Why isn't that horse... attacking you right now. Okay, wait a minute. I need to decide what I'm going to do. Time out. Yeah,
well, see, that's what...
I don't know.
That makes sense.
I've always loved turn-based, because that's what all the classic Final Fantasies are.
Dragon Quest.
And Dragon Quest. All of the Dragon Quests are turn-based. Most of your JRPGs are turn-based.
That's more my speed.
What it takes away is the need to be, like... have super twitch reflexes, and it takes that away.
True.
And
which is good for those of us without the super twitch reflexes.
Well, yeah, the thing that not just I like, but the thing that people like about the turn-based is that you can really set things up, whereas if you had to kind of do it real-time, you'd never be able to you wouldn't be able to do all the cool stuff that Liam does in Destiny, yeah. Although you can when it's turn-based.
Right. For me, that means I have to run backwards in a circle really, really fast while trying to aim.
Yeah, yeah. Running backwards and then bumping off stuff.
I would much rather have a turn-based in that option.
Yeah.
See, that's what they should do. They should give you the option.
Well,
a game that comes up, would you rather fucking fire away?
Well, there is a game that gives you the option. It's Fallout.
That is true.
People always give the VATS thing shit because it's quote-unquote cheating, but no, it just turns it into a turn-based RPG if you want to play that way.
Yeah,
right.
If you don't want to, I've done entire especially now that, you know, we're, like, super overpowered, I do entire sections without bringing VATS up.
Yeah.
Because you don't need it. I mean, unless I want to, there's, like, a sequence of people, I'll just bring up VATS and do headshot, but otherwise, I just fucking spray and you do fine.
Yeah.
I mean, Fallout does that. There's no option like that in Skyrim. That's Fallout alone, but I like playing that way. And I probably played most of my playthrough. I used VATS all the time, and I know I did in the other ones too. Although in 3, I didn't use it. This is actually awful. I used VATS very little in 3 because VATS on PS3, Fallout 3 on PS3, VATS tended to crash the game.
Oh.
So yeah. every time the game crashed, it was always going in and out of VATS.
Yeah, I think I remember that too. Yeah.
It's fucking yep. So. Yeah, so I saved a lot in that game. A lot. Anyway, I'm running out of things, okay, but well, I do, this one, I will segue over to your list by, you brought your PS3 today.
Yes.
So you are downloading the purchases you made last week.
Yes. I was able to go home and finally purchase them after yelling at my phone here. For
good, because, well, I was wondering if you did, because.
Yeah, I went right home. It's like the first thing I did.
PS3 or PS4?
PS4.
Okay.
I was wondering if you did, because that sale ended that night.
I know.
Because I went back.
I got through with like 2 hours to go.
I thought it ended Monday for some reason, because I was going to go on and maybe grab something that I was. I don't remember what it was now. Shit. It was something that I already have that I could just get the digital version for $5, and I was just going to do that. But anyway, I went back on Monday, and I was like, fuck, it's over. I hope Dan got home and remembered to do it.
Yep.
So anyway, you're downloading the
Uncharted 3 pack and.
Yeah, Nathan Drake collection and Tomb Raider, and also your Nuka.
Oh yeah,
Nuka World is downloading also.
Because yeah, I tried downloading it over my Wi-Fi, and
yeah.
It took like a couple hours for 6 gigs, and I still had like 40 something to go.
Yeah.
So I was like, no, I'm gonna wait until next week when I go to Tom's.
Now, do you have a? Are you going to start one of them?
Probably not, because I'm going to Boston on Thursday for
right.
the Friday game, and I'll stay there most of the weekend, so I'm
right.
not gonna
jump into
start
something.
Anything Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday.
Yeah.
I might actually have to do some work those first few days.
So, when you do, are you planning on doing... Have you played... Because you've played the...
I've played Tomb Raider, and I've played Uncharted 2.
Right, okay. So, really, of the 4 games you bought, you've played 2, haven't played the other
2.
Yeah,
I will probably play Uncharted 3 before anything.
Yep.
Tomb Raider, who knows if I'll even play it anytime soon. I just wanted it for $8 on my PS4.
Right.
Because I have it for my 360. I want to see how it looks on the 4.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
But, it's almost, like, for $7... The way that I always think of it is, like, for $7, even if I never play it again, it's
yeah.
still less than Robin and I spend at Dunkin' Donuts.
That's what I'm like, you know, it's the price
on,
of... Yeah, me
2 iced coffees.
Yeah, it's the price of me going to a. It's less than me going to a movie.
Yeah,
so I might as well have it for when I eventually want to replay
yeah.
it, because I will.
And then at like $5, you're like, at that point,
yeah. That's me buying books I already own out of the 50-cent bin at Bull Moose.
Exactly.
Because why the fuck not?
Right. So, yeah, I'm still. I have not finished. I'm still like at 92% on the.
Reminds me, I forgot to bring that book for you today.
What book?
I can't even remember what the name of the fucking title of the book is.
Oh, good.
But it was J.J. Abrams, the book he wrote with somebody else, where the book mimics a library book that is involved in the story, but the story itself is two people conversing in the margins of the book, and it comes with, like,
yeah,
all
yeah,
kinds
yeah.
of, like, cool ephemera, like, postcards and stuff. That's why I didn't bring it yet, because I have to look through my copies. I still haven't read the damn thing. But I want to make sure everything is in the right place.
Oh.
Because it comes with, like, 50 things that fall out of the fucking book.
So, because it would get pretty confusing if you're...
Maybe. I don't know. Because I haven't read it. But it's a very cool book. And it was in the 50-cent bin. And I'm like, holy shit, some of the shit might even be missing, so I might have to, like, photocopy some shit and shove it in there for you.
This is what you'll be doing the first 3 days of work this week.
Maybe.
This is the work that you had to do.
Yeah, but I was like, for 50 cents, it's too cool of a fucking... Even just to look at,
yeah,
it's neat.
Even as a conversation
Because it's got,
piece.
Like, letters and postcards and just ripped out pieces of newspaper. It's a cool idea. The book could suck, I don't know. But for 50 cents, I figured why not.
It's worth a roll.
Yeah.
It
might make me want to read it at some point.
Right.
Having to actually, but I've always wanted to go through and list off what everything is and what page it belongs on, because I knew I would eventually drop the book or something.
Yeah.
And everything would come spilling out. And then
right.
I'd be like, well, fuck.
Now I need to buy it again.
Now I need to buy it again.
See, that's what Gamora looks like. She's the only one that looks any...
Oh, she doesn't look that different.
No.
But I meant to bring that, because that was a Bull Moose purchase for me this week, along with the Blu-ray edition of Tales from the Hood, which finally came out on Blu-ray. That movie is fucking awesome. It's really good. But that was one of those that was released on DVD for like a week, it seemed like, and then you had to buy it for like $70 used.
I don't know if I ever watched that. Tales from the Hood,
but it's not $70 used. But Scream Factory finally put out a new edition of it.
All right, so that puts us... We're about an hour in, and I am spent.
Okay, well, I've got a couple things here.
Okay.
Two, actually, it would have been a good segue before, but there were two Guardians of the Galaxy news items this week.
We were still talking about Guardians. Oh, yeah, I figured that you'd bring those
first
up.
First one is James Gunn is returning for part 3.
Right.
He will be the first director in Marvel to... No, I take that back, because Infinity War will come out first. And that will be 3 Russo brother films. But other than the Russo brothers, he'll be the first one to direct 3 Marvel films in a row. It's exciting news because he's really kicking ass with that series. It looks like. So it's good that he's coming back.
Right.
I would like to see him direct something else at some point.
No, he can keep doing this for a little bit.
Oh, that reminds me. Slither is finally coming out on Blu-ray.
Oh, good.
Yes. Scream Factory is putting out a special collector's edition of that. The cover is fucking terrifying. But it's... We need to see more James Gunn movies. That dude's just insane.
He's got great hair, though.
He does. He does. And he's, you know... Anything that will put more Sean Gunn into films, I'm happy.
Yeah.
Because I like his brother a lot. For those of you who don't know, he was Kirk on Gilmore Girls.
Oh,
so there's your Marvel Gilmore Girls connection for the day.
I was waiting for it.
For those of you who are like, I can't find a connection between the two, there you go.
Yep. We were trying to connect Marvel and Gilmore Girls, and I just wasn't able to do it until I listened to Dan.
Well, I found my,
I'm actually thinking of it now. It's hard to do.
I found my Force Awakens Iron Fist connection the other day. I didn't even realize.
Really? What is it?
What's her name? Colleen, what's her last name?
Wing?
Colleen Wing.
Yeah.
Same actress. I can't remember. Forgetting her name, but she was one of the X-Wing pilots.
Oh.
The one that says, I'm on it. That one that has like 3 lines.
That was her.
Yeah.
Nifty. I did not notice that.
Oh, I didn't, nor did I, but.
She moved up in the world.
To Iron Fist?
To being in a good
to
movie.
To being the best part about Iron Fist, at least.
Right.
Then there was the news that apparently there are going to be 5 post-credit scenes in Guardians 2.
Well, I kind of... Well, the way I read it was that they would consider the Groot a post-credit scene, like the dancing Groot from last year, which was really kind of just a running during the credit scene, which I guess potato, but I guess all but one of them are like playing during the credits.
Mm-hmm. But that's cool.
That's fine, yeah.
Which led to, like, an Onion article saying that all of the movie would be comprised of post-credit scenes.
That would be great.
They're just going to run the credits and then have an hour and a half of post-credit scenes.
That would be really funny to do.
Guardians 3.
Have the movie be, like, 10 minutes long.
Yeah.
And then roll credits.
Well, it made me think, like, back in the day, all movies were post-credits.
You're right.
Because they used to have, like, that long scroll, like, in the 50s.
Yeah.
Almost every movie started with the credits.
Well, that's how Gone with the Wind starts.
Yeah. So, that's all post-credits. 3 hours.
I watch Gone with the Wind every year.
Jesus. Why?
No, I don't.
I was going to say.
I've seen it once.
Why?
Have you ever seen it?
Oh, yeah.
We watched it in Farmington, didn't we?
Holy.
Over how many
shit.
Days?
Yeah.
It's one of those you have to see if you say you're a movie fan, and then I never felt like
I was
it ever again.
I think we watched it during a break.
Probably. It took forever.
And it took the whole break,
We just sat there and drooled on each other.
I
said, wow, hey, it's over.
Yeah. I've tried to do that. I've tried to do that with a lot of things, like you said, because you feel like you have to be able to say that you've seen it.
Yeah, like the AFI Top 100, you know, if you're a true movie fan, you should at least try to get most of them.
I wonder how many of those I've seen. I bet it's embarrassingly low.
Mine's pretty good.
Yeah?
Mine is pretty good.
What is Citizen Kane number one?
It was. I think it might have actually got unseated on the newest rankings of that, because every once in a while they'll do, like, a new ranking, and Godfather might have taken it over, I'm not sure.
Or Vertigo or something.
Something Hitchcockian.
Well, I've got an internet machine in front of
there
me.
There you go. What else did I
AFI Top 100.
What is the updated list? We should make that a goal one of these. See. One of our years is to try to
get... Citizen Kane is number one.
It still is.
Casablanca.
Casablanca's actually good.
See, I've seen the top 5.
All right. Citizen Kane, Casablanca, or Casablanca, Blanca, White House. Godfather, Gone with the Wind, Lawrence of Arabia, Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, okay, top six.
I don't know what top six. The Graduate, On the Waterfront, Schindler's List.
Yeah. Schindler's List is in the top 10 now?
Yeah.
Yes, number 9. Shit. Singing in the Rain.
Oh, boy.
It's a Wonderful Life. Uh-huh. Sunset Boulevard. Bridge Over the River Kwai. I've seen that.
I've seen that.
Some Like It Hot, Star Wars is 15.
Really?
All About Eve, The African Queen, Psycho is the first, Hitchcock. And then Chinatown. I thought Vertigo was way up there. Apparently not.
Maybe
not
it fell further down.
I guess the fuck. I'm in the 30s. To Kill a Mockingbird, High Noon, I've seen both of those. Godfather 2. I've never seen any Hall.
E.T.?
It's Spielberg.
Really? Yeah, but it's number 25.
What?
Yeah, it's 25?
Yeah.
Is it before Jaws?
It's higher than Apocalypse Now.
It's between...
Wrap your fucking head around that for a minute.
It's between Raging Bull and Doctor Strangelove.
It's higher than To Kill a Mockingbird.
Wait, so but it's above Jaws, as far as Spielberg film goes. But it is not as good as fucking Jaws.
I haven't seen Jaws yet.
Yeah, I haven't seen Jaws either.
Jesus, really?
No.
Okay, we're gonna have to have an AFI centered episode one of these times.
Jaws is number 48.
God damn, no.
Jaws is between Taxi Driver and Snow White.
Taxi Driver is really good, and like Snow White is really good, but Jesus. But really, should not be 49.
All of these lists, though.
Especially, what? 24 wait, this spots is the ET.
This is the 1998 list.
Oh, that's the 98 list? No wonder Schindler's List was so high. Like right after.
Why would they show me the 98 list? I want...
I don't know.
How do you do... I want this year's list. AFI top 120... Let's say 17.
What year is it?
Okay, maybe not.
Yeah, just do that.
Let's do
16.
Let's do 2016. Oh, there we go.
Is it more updated?
Well, let's see.
Okay, yeah, this one I just found had Vertigo at number 9.
Is that an AFI?
Yeah.
Isn't that weird? I was reading a one from 20
how's
years
movie
ago.
That old move up all of a sudden.
Because I don't even think it was on that other list that I was looking at. This is not what I want.
That's not what you want.
Why is this so hard?
Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs moved up to 34 on this list.
Fuck yeah.
Just moved up 3 spots.
Where the fuck is Jaws?
What was it on the other one? Like 48?
Yeah, somewhere
Jaws
around there.
Went to number 56?
It's getting worse. That movie is worse now than it was in 1998.
What the fuck?
Because I was going to bitch reading
Midnight
down that...
Cowboy is above Jaws?
Yes.
Oh, jeez.
What about Urban Cowboy?
Urban Cowboys.
That isn't even on the Travolta top 100.
That movie is fucking hot garbage.
Oh my
it was
God.
Huge, though.
Lord of the Rings Fellowship made number 50 on this list.
What are some...
above Jaws.
What year is that one that you're looking at?
I don't know.
How did you find it?
I just Googled current AFI top 100.
Current. Yeah, if we can get a definitive
seriously,
list...
Seriously, Jaws should not be anywhere near that close to Tootsie.
Tootsie.
Tootsie is number fucking 69. Okay. I've just got a feeling that someone is humping Dustin Hoffman for this list.
Well, The Graduate was pretty high, wasn't it?
Graduate's high. Fucking Midnight Cowboy is high. Tootsie is above Clockwork Orange. Fuck you, AFI.
Well...
And above Saving Private Ryan. It's two films better than Saving Private Ryan. No. No. This does have some more current-ish. Hey, Platoon made the list on the... It made 86. And Pulp Fiction cracked it at number 94. And Toy Story at number 99.
Yeah, this one...
this one has a list built into comparison with the 97 list.
Oh.
Oh. Godfather actually moved up. I mean, dropped down from the 97 list. It was number 2, but it fell to number 3.
So what's above it?
Casablanca.
Okay, that, so that's the list I was looking at.
And I know Citizen Kane is blah, blah, blah. It's just film critics jerking each other off for that to be the number 1 every time.
Yeah,
it really
that's what the majority of these are.
I get that it was a way ahead of its time, and it is an amazing film, but how many people out there are like, you know, I really want to rewatch Citizen Kane?
Yeah.
Most people watch it once and then say, yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess it's a really important thing for, like, film school to show students.
Yeah.
But I'm not in film school.
Yeah. And holy shit, Vertigo. Yeah, Vertigo had a, from 97 to whatever this list was, it went from number 61 to number 9.
See, it's getting better.
Does someone all of a sudden, like, just, like, did every critic just go, you know, I like that more than I did?
Yeah.
20 years ago.
Well, maybe it's
30-something years after its initial release.
Different critics. like, for example, I can probably name a dozen movies that have come out in the last 5 years that are better than Singin' in the Rain.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, give me a fucking break.
Yeah. As all of the critics who made this list die... We'll eventually get a better list.
I don't know what City Lights is, but it came out in 1931.
That was a Charlie Chaplin film.
Sure it was. So,
I've actually seen it.
That came out in 1931.
Yep.
It's not one of the best movies of all time. I'm sorry. It can't be.
No.
It just can't be. The Searchers I've never heard of.
You just don't hear.
Searchers was John Wayne's best film.
Yeah?
That's The Searchers. It's one of the few films I don't fucking outright loathe John Wayne in.
I'm not 100% sure what... is Sunset Boulevard Brando?
No, that is a really good film noir, actually. I think Billy Wilder directed that. That's a really good film. It's about an aging Hollywood actress and what she does to remain in the spotlight.
How about The General?
That is Buster Keaton.
Okay. Hence the 1927.
Yeah.
On the Waterfront, that's Brando,
that's
right?
That's really good.
Is that Brando?
That was Brando and Aliyah Kazan.
Yeah. It's a Wonderful Life, don't care. Chinatown, I like Chinatown.
Chinatown is amazing, even if Polanski likes to fuck little girls.
Grapes of Wrath, I like that movie.
Yay!
yeah, E.T. is between Grapes of Wrath and To Kill a Mockingbird. That just looks funny.
Yeah.
I just watched To Kill a Mockingbird recently.
Yeah, I've seen so much of the original AFI 100 list because I worked at the video store when that came out.
Yeah.
So we made like a two-bay section
yeah.
of all the AFI films we had. Rented the shit out of them, too.
Yeah.
Right, because we like posted the list. And then we got yelled at by our district manager for doing that because it wasn't part of the planogram. Fucking douche.
Okay.
There's a reason I hated that guy.
What else is on? I've seen The Maltese Falcon.
Very good film.
I have... I don't think I've ever seen One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Really?
Yeah, I don't
think
so.
You need to remedy that.
That's
a tremendous movie.
I've never seen Annie Hall.
If anything, for a very young Danny DeVito and Brad Dourif.
Okay.
If you were ever wondering what Brad Dourif was up to before, you know, Child's Play.
Being
Worm Tongue.
It often keeps me up at night.
Now, where did this Worm Tongue guy come from?
Well, that's also an X-Files reference, because he was... Oh, shoot, I can't remember what his name was in the show. But he was the one that... the episode was By the Sea.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond the Sea.
Beyond the Sea.
Yeah, whatever the Kevin Spacey guy that
Bobby
he
Darin.
Played in that movie.
Yeah, Bobby Darin.
Is that what it is?
Yep.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, that's the name of the episode, and he is, because he, like, communes with Scully's dead father or some fucking thing. But it's a really good episode.
I love me some Brad Dourif. That dude's underappreciated.
Yes,
and according to Rick White, an exceptionally nice man, because he was in Graveyard Shift with Rick White.
Now, it's the guy that plays Tombs that married a girl, like, 50 years younger than him.
Yeah, and had, like, a reality bullshit out of it. Yeah, that dude's just creepy.
Yeah.
But really good in The Green Mile.
He played Eugene Victor Toombs on X-Files. What's his name?
Doug Hutchinson.
There you go.
Today and we're just randomly naming
and he,
shit on our
he,
episode.
Again, if you don't know the story and don't feel like looking it up, he is in his mid-50s and he married a 17-year-old?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
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 I'm in my mid-40s and I don't even like to date 30-somethings.
Yeah. It gets weird.
I can't imagine.
What Sullivan's Travels?
I actually don't know.
I just glanced at that and I saw Gulliver's Travels.
How about Duck Soup? Is that a
Duck
Chaplin?
Duck Soup is a Marx Brothers.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
That's actually quite good, too.
Cabaret.
Raiders
Liza of the Minnelli wasn't crazy.
Raiders of the Lost Ark at number 66.
Yeah, what the fuck, really?
Network, I like that movie.
With Cassidy and Sundance Kid, I've seen that. Shawshank, I kind of agree with that being on the top.
Shawshank's on it now, yeah, nice.
I watched Network not too long ago.
Forrest Gump.
I watched Network last year when
Gump
I was
made the top
going through.
Did.
See, I think that movie sucks.
I do too. It's entertaining, yes. But Jesus, it's not a great movie.
I can't rewatch Forrest Gump.
No.
I've seen it twice or three times and I'm kind of done with it.
Yeah.
I watched Butch and Sundance recently.
Titanic, it is.
Fuck this list.
83. No. Titanic, you know what you're going to love is that it's directly above Easy Rider.
You know, Easy Rider I can give or take, but that means it's higher than Pulp Fiction. Fuck you.
Higher than Platoon.
Number 89, Tom?
Actually, that one's not bad.
What is 89?
89 is The Sixth Sense. It doesn't belong in this list, but it's...
Nor does Goodfellas.
If they had to pick one... Yeah, I don't like Goodfellas.
I would argue Goodfellas being possibly on this list, but Sixth Sense?
Well,
really?
And we have Ben-Hur at number 100 with all that.
The remake?
No, 1959. Blade Runner.
Blade Runner's on there.
That's
Do the Right Thing is on there.
Really? Do the Right Thing was important. That's impressive that Blade Runner's on
Do the Right Thing was important. Just ask Spike Lee. He'll tell you.
He will tell you all about it. Fuck Spike Lee. Good filmmaker, but Jesus, I can't listen to him.
Well,
him and Tarantino. Just like put them in the room with one bat.
Yeah.
One of you that comes out gets an unlimited budget for your next film.
Just make your movie and shut up.
Yeah.
Okay, so actually that was a good time killer. We just filled a solid 11 or 12 minutes.
I actually now kind of want to do an AFI-themed episode.
Well, I don't now because I'm kind of angry.
Well, that would make for a good episode, I think.
I suppose.
Being angry at half that shit.
Well, I would have to watch a lot of shitty movies, though.
Yeah.
I say that. It's the best
the 100.
100. Yeah.
Well,
it's the top 100.
A lot of shit I don't want to watch.
Exactly.
Well, according to these pretentious assholes, it
yeah.
is.
Well.
You got 3 hours to spare for Ben-Hur at number 100?
No, actually, this is a good little topic, then, because we have a friend who is very into these old movies and took exception to our comedy list.
Really?
Matt.
Oh, yeah, Matt.
He hates everything.
Matt is a cantankerous fuck.
He hates a lot of stuff.
Matt, I love Matt, but he is totally a get-off-my-lawn type of old man. Even though he's our age.
What was his problem with the comedy list?
He couldn't believe that we allowed Fletch to get as far as it did.
He fucking hates Chevy Chase, period. He has it out for Chevy Chase.
Well, what I was, and of course, I've said this a million times. I do all the podcasty type stuff. The Facebook page is like 98% Dan's. It's basically Dan's alter ego Facebook page.
Right.
So, anyway, when you were having that conversation with him that night, I was like, well, I should, because I would want to see Matt's brackets. With our starting 32 or whatever.
He wouldn't get through. He would tell us to fuck ourselves about a third of the way through.
Yeah, well, there would be like just empty brackets.
Yeah.
Neither one wins.
Neither one. What the fuck are you guys? It's true, though. Matt and I, for being as good of friends as we are, we do not see eye to eye on fucking pretty much anything when it comes to movies and stuff.
But, like, he's also, he watches, like, a lot of, like, those old 30s movies. And
the only thing him and I actually agree on, I think, are film noir films. Other than that, no.
But it is funny, because like almost everything that comes out now, like, and he goes to it all like the night it comes out. I'm like, why do you punish yourself? You know you're going to hate it. So yeah, I would like to see, so Matt, if you're listening, I want to see your comedy brackets, yeah. 80s and 90s comedy brackets, filled out with our movies, and then if you've got an extra, I don't know, 4 or 5 hours, make up your own list of 80s and 90s.
Fletch and Caddyshack are still in it. Arg.
Yeah.
This is one of the best pull quotes that would be on like a new edition of a Blu-ray for Fletch. The movie that feels like your funny uncle who won't leave you alone at the party. Matt did not enjoy Fletch.
Well, I mean, he made a point that is, I think we even mentioned it in the episode, and it's undeniable, is that a lot of it has to do with nostalgia.
Yeah.
It's not, and I'm not in any way trying to say any different. It is, almost anything kind of 80s, 90s is nostalgia-driven.
To me, that's why I think Better Off Dead made it as far as it did.
Oh, I'm sure that that's why. I mean, although another friend of ours growing up, Adam was here a couple weeks ago, and I still had the board up, and he was like, yeah, I would have had Better Off Dead winning. But the rest of it, you know, he was like, yep. Yeah, I mean, he pretty much, because, I mean, we watched the same movies growing up, so he pretty much agreed with all of it, but he said that he would have had Better Off Dead winning it. And so really, and Dan, did you say that's who you would have had winning, or would you have had, if you had made out the bracket yourself and there were no voting, would you have had that or Lebowski?
Probably Better Off Dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, I think you said that you would have had Lebowski taking it all.
Oh, he didn't?
I might have. I think you did. I might have.
That's, I've changed my mind.
We're not going to go back and listen to it.
Yes.
No.
Let's redo that whole episode right now.
Just scrap it. Yeah, so that would, the AFI thing is not a bad idea.
No.
If
anything, just for a discussion of what constitutes a great movie.
Well, yeah, and that, I guess that's what, ooh, that would be a good,
That's it, let's each make a list of our top 100 films.
Yeah. You want Matt to have an aneurysm? Wait till he sees my top 100.
Yes, I do.
Princess Bride at number one.
Yeah.
Best movie ever made. Well, I would say that this is actually, it's actually, I've stumbled on an interesting, I don't know if it's a topic or what, but like, for the 80s and 90s things, yes, nostalgia drove a lot of it.
Mm.
But how much, and if it sounds like we're picking on Matt, we're not. We love him. He housed.
No, I'm picking on you.
I'm not, because you were a gracious host and you yes. housed me for 3 days, and I got my own room.
And gave, which us was, and gave us directions on how to actually get to the baseball field.
Right.
Otherwise, we would have just wandered.
Right. So, we're not picking on, but, like, yes, like, the choices from the 80s and 90s comedies was very much nostalgia-driven. How much of, and again, not just Matt, but anyone, like you're talking about, like what makes a great movie, like how much of the fact that it was made in 1927 mm-hmm. impacts your, it's totally,
yeah.
That's like the number one thing that you consider, because if fucking, what's one of those dumb movies again? Give me a 1927 one again, or
well,
something.
Like, any of the Marx Brother film, or the Buster Keaton, The General, or...
Yeah.
I mean, even Citizen Kane. If Citizen Kane was made shot for shot today, people would be
people
like,
would think it sucks.
This movie's kind of boring.
If pretty much... I mean, and I know there are probably plenty of people that'd be like, bullshit, it would still be just as funny.
No.
If a Marx Brothers movie came out tomorrow,
yeah.
it mm-hmm. would make $12.
Yeah.
And people
much like
would be
that
like...
Shia LaBeouf film in England.
What?
Yeah,
one of his new films was released in England.
Oh,
it made like £10 on its opening weekend.
What is that, like three people?
Yeah. That's what they're like. They're like, we're pretty sure three people went to see Shia LaBeouf's new film.
That's awesome.
But like, it's part of there'd be no like dick jokes or anything.
Yeah.
Nobody would think it was
it
funny.
It wouldn't. It wouldn't. It's
yeah.
not funny.
Yeah.
So yeah. So I mean, as much as like an 80s and 90s thing would be nostalgia driven, there's more than just taking the film on its merits that you're considering when you're looking at a top 100 list that has City Lights at number 11.
And a Gilmore Girls reference in Rory's first semester of college when she meets one of her new friends, they bond by watching Duck Soup. In case you were looking for an AFI Gilmore Girls
and let me guess, let me just guess, Rory thinks Duck Soup is just the greatest.
Yes, she does.
Yeah, of course she does.
Yeah.
Because she is worldly. And she knows how good the number 60 movie of all time that came out in 1933 is.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, so I don't know if that's a topic or just an observation or what, but
I think we could make a pretty full topic out of that one day.
Ooh, I can just do another one. Remember earlier when I was talking about our friend Adam, this article on Rotten Tomatoes was released on his birthday.
Well, there.
That I'm referencing. So anyway. That's that other one. Okay. What else you got, Dan?
Whole lot of comic book related news. Not for actual comic books, because who fucking reads them? But comic themed things. The show Scalped production pilot is finally being produced. That was announced 2 or so years ago.
What's it called?
Scalped.
Okay.
It's a crime story that takes place on a native reservation. It's really fucking
racist.
Good. It's really fucking good as a comic book. WGN bought it years ago.
That's odd.
They're making that kind of play for being a...
Are they?
In AMC. They were. But they just recently... Because they have... They're doing the show Underground, which is about the Underground Railroad.
Yep.
And that show The Outsiders, which takes place in the hills.
Yep. That's WGN?
Yeah. Was. They canceled it. It's their highest rated show, and they canceled it.
Well, it's probably expensive to make.
But again, if
you gotta pay David Morse all that David Morse money.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Who, I rewatched Singles the other night. David Morse is in it.
He is?
Remember when the Debbie, who likes her earrings, flies and lands and meets... No, I take it back, that's not David Morse, it's Victor Garber.
Okay,
wrong older white dude who's in a bunch of shit.
wrong older white dude that's a character actor, plays someone's dad in everything.
Yeah. But
was he was the guy...
He was the dad that like says, those are great earrings. There's a lot of people in that movie, because do you remember that Paul Giamatti's in that?
Yes.
Yes. The guy who's eating the other girl, the girl's face in the restaurant, essentially.
Yeah.
But Scalped is finally getting produced. I don't know if it'll ever make it now. Because if WGN is, like, canceling their number one... Maybe they're canceling the number one show to give this show money. Who the fuck knows?
I'm not sure that's the way you do good business.
Probably not, but it's WGN.
Yeah.
Also, Lock and Key is finally happening as a TV show.
Now, what is that?
It's Joe Hill's comic book. Oh,
okay. It was familiar for some reason,
it's
but...
It's fucking tremendous.
Yeah.
It's such a good book. I'm excited because my friend Izzy produces licensed keys.
Stradlin?
Awesome. Yes. The guitarist from Guns N' Roses.
I'm glad he's okay and he's found another career, and it's also pretty cool that you know him.
Israel Skelton of Skelton Crew Studios.
Okay.
He does the key props. I've got a couple of them. I'll show you sometime. They're fucking amazing. They were officially licensed for the comic. And now that there's going to be a TV show, that dude's going to be getting some fucking money, hopefully.
Awesome.
Because hopefully they'll do more.
Yeah.
If it becomes a hit show.
And what's that on?
It's going to be on Hulu.
Okay, so it has a chance.
It has a good chance.
Isn't it funny that now it's like, when I... It's kind of... We've had this... A form of this conversation multiple times, but like when I asked what network is it on, it's amazing that I was waiting for you to say Netflix or Hulu in order for me to be like, oh, okay, that's probably going to be okay.
Well, this is the second time it's gone to a pilot.
Yeah.
Back in 2011... Let me look at the article here. Yes, Fox paid for it, and it was fucking... I've never seen it. It's one of those things that you can try to find a copy of.
When was the book?
It started in late 2000s. It was before the comic was even finished.
Oh, okay.
The comic is now
still going.
Yeah. And it's fucking brilliant. It's so good.
So it's not Walking Dead, it has an ending?
No, yeah. It's not Walking Dead, it's good. But it was the pilot was directed by Mark Romanek, who did like 1 hour photo.
Okay.
And apparently it was a brilliant, beautifully shot pilot, and Fox was like, nah. But from everything I've heard, it was it was really good, as our president would say. It's tremendous.
Tremendous.
It's just tremendous.
It's tremendous that you got your leg blown off.
Now with Hulu, it'll get a season, at least.
Yeah.
And who knows how well it has to play to get a second one, I don't know.
Yeah, because I mean, I know they get their money, obviously, through... See, the difference between Hulu and Netflix is that Hulu has ads. Mm-hmm. So, you know, actual views matter mm-hmm. To Hulu. I imagine, like, Netflix keep... I mean, I'm sure they keep an eye on everything, but mm-hmm. I'm sure they can tell... You know, not just by how many views it got, but like, the interest in... They can tell the interest in a show by, like, how many subscriptions they get the week Stranger Things comes out.
Yeah.
You know, like, the week Stranger Things Season 2 comes out, their subscriptions are probably going to skyrocket.
Yeah.
Because there are a lot of people, frankly, that do the...
It still shocks me that there are people out there that don't have a Netflix subscription.
Well, I think a lot of people, because I know a lot of people do this with HBO, they have HBO yeah. Go for 3 months.
Well, it was a very real possibility for me with American Gods getting Stars
yeah.
for the month or two it takes. So I think if they're airing it weekly...
Well, if you waited...
I would wait until like it's almost towards the end, then I'd get that last month. But thankfully, one of our friends is going to... Legally, illegally, I don't know, loan me the password.
Yeah, well.
Friend of the show, Dr. Nick.
But yeah, I mean, taking that aside, it would be totally worth it to...
Yeah.
Especially if there's an introductory month.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's usually like 30 days free.
Yeah.
Try it.
You could do that. You could rip out the whole series.
Yeah,
maybe
I could watch,
like, you know
I
what?
Could watch that in Ash vs. Evil Dead Season 2.
Bam. I don't like any more of your content.
Yeah. Let me know again when Season 2 comes yeah. out.
Maybe I'll try another 30 days.
I might reevaluate your service at that point. Which is actually kind of interesting, because the next thing I want to talk about, the Cloak and Dagger
yep.
TV show, not based on Dabney Coleman's movie from the 1980s.
Which is unfortunate. Which is on HBO right now.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm into some... Was that Henry Thomas?
Yes.
Henry Thomas and Dabney Coleman. That's about as 80s can get.
The huge... and Drew Barrymore, right?
I can't remember that much.
I think so.
It's been forever since I've
what
seen
What was
it.
His name? Jack something?
Jack Sprack or some fucking thing.
Jack Danger?
Jack Danger.
But yeah, Cloak and Dagger's coming to TV, and it's going to be on Freeform. I don't know what the fuck Freeform even is. Is it a web-based thing?
Is that an... I don't know.
But the trailer looks pretty good. I always liked Cloak and Dagger's characters because they were... based on my work. Now, they were homeless teens who
yeah.
got experimented on. And her powers were the power of light, his were the powers of darkness, and his was just scary as fuck. Because he just wore this cloak, and if he fucking enveloped you in this cloak like the fucking, those weird things on the Beastmaster, you just kind of disappear. You know?
Beastmaster. The things that...
Your fucking bones and some goo fell out when they wrapped you up.
Jack Flack.
But
yeah, there you go,
the trailer posted this week. I watched it. It looks good. It's got ties. It had a shot of Roxxon Corporation, which ties into a lot of other Marvel shit. So maybe they're going to tie it into some of the other TV shows tangentially, perhaps.
In case you're wondering, it is available on HBO Go right now.
Cool.
The thing that you're not even talking about.
Yes.
The 1984.
Is on HBO.
Other Cloak and Dagger.
Yes, other Cloak and
I
Dagger.
I recommend Cloak and Dagger, too. It was a neat show. It was a neat movie as a kid.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was super cool. I don't know how super cool it is now when the kid's taking apart the cartridges, for Christ's sake. I don't know how much the kids of today
You're ruining
can relate,
those!
Can relate to the...
What's a cartridge?
The carts.
What else here? Oh, we discussed it briefly last week, but yes, there will be a spin-off movie coming for The Rock and Jason Statham from Fast and the Furious.
Oh.
And I hope it does better than the next Fast and the Furious movie, just to piss off Vin Diesel.
Well,
if anything, I want to see his epic tantrum, you know, when that happens.
Well, I wonder if they are going to still somehow release that, what was supposed to be the after credits.
Maybe
scene.
On the Blu-ray now
on
that
the Blu-ray.
There's going to be a follow-up film.
Because that's what it was. Someone had said that it was going to be on the Blu-ray, and I'm like, that is totally a way to make it sound like... Yeah, no, it was never supposed to be an after credit. It was always going to be an extra on the Blu-ray. Yeah, because that happens all the time.
Yeah.
You
until you know, Vin Diesel got butthurt because someone's more popular than him in his franchise.
Man, he is just such. And the thing is, I was going to say I like him. I really don't. I don't really care.
My favorite movie of his, my two favorite movies that he's in, he says like three words in both.
Yeah.
Because one is the Iron Giant and the other is Guardians.
Yeah.
He's not on screen for either of them. And he just has a few... I think... I can't remember how much he actually says in the Iron Giant. It's not much.
But it isn't much.
Yeah. And then, you know, I am Groot, which doesn't even really sound like him anymore, because it's Baby Groot.
Right. And I remember thinking... Yeah, I already knew he was a douchebag, but then I was watching, like, the... one of the featurettes for Guardians, and he's, you know, in the booth doing the I Am Groot things with his fucking sunglasses on. Like, dude, I know it's a little thing, but it just fucking irked me. It just got under my skin. Like, you douchebag, just take your fucking sunglasses off. Especially, you're not that cool.
Especially because you're probably only in that booth for about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Because all you have to do is go, I am Groot, and then fucking audio engineers can do the rest.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't even really need him.
No, you really don't. I mean, the only reason... I don't know. I don't know why he's there, actually.
I don't either.
Well, Ryan and I were... Well, to a much lesser degree, complete 180 of a person. We were talking about Alan Tudyk yesterday.
Yes.
And because he is the voice of Heihei in Moana, which...
Is he really?
Yeah.
I did not.
And I think he adds a ton... Because Heihei's funny.
Yeah.
When she first takes the coconut off his head and he sees it is out in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah.
That's fucking hilarious. but yeah, I mean, and we were just thinking, like, was he, like, just there for a day?
Mm.
And, or, like, you know, did they send him all the parts where the chicken was going to be in and just say, hey, come up with something, noises and whatnot, and that's what it was. I mean, for Rogue One, yes, it's his voice, but he's also, you know, he was there, he was acting.
Yeah.
You know, he's running around on stilts and...
Had the stupid...
With a stupid thing on his head.
Yeah.
So he was actually there, but like for... I mean, obviously, you know, a Disney movie is animated, but... I just wondered, like, what was... And, like, how much do you get paid for that? How much did he get for coming in for probably a day?
Makes you wonder how much fucking Vin Diesel got paid to be Groot.
I know.
Probably way too much.
I'm sure it's more than I made last year.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Last year?
Per minute, maybe.
My entire career.
Cat's got a little sneezing fit going on back there. Yep.
Okay, and the last thing I kind of wanted to talk about is actually kind of two things here. Fox announced their Marvel slate coming up, which includes Deadpool 2.
Mm-hmm.
We did not talk about yet Josh Brolin getting cast as Cable, which I can't actually fucking wait for.
Yeah.
Because if there's anyone I want to see make fucking stink eye at Ryan Reynolds, it's him. I think he's going to be perfect in that role.
I had never even considered him because he's already in the Marvel Universe.
Yeah, he's
not
Thanos.
The Fox Marvel Universe, but so no, I think it's a great hire. It was just really bizarre, I guess. Because I mean, it's one thing that Chris Evans has played two Marvel heroes, but at least they weren't going on at the same time.
I need to find the tweet where Ryan Reynolds announces it right now too, because it was fucking hilarious, and I can't remember it verbatim. So
yeah, they went back and forth. A couple times. But yeah,
I love that casting.
Yep. So, did they cast Domino?
Yes, but I cannot remember her name. Shit, but yeah.
It's not, it's not Natalie Portman. Was that her? Wasn't Natalie Portman in a movie called Domino?
No, that was Keira Knightley. Yeah.
Same
that was
thing.
Tony Scott's film Domino, which is actually pretty good.
That's
I like that.
Aren't film. They the same person though?
Way too much fucking hyperkinetic fucking shit, but okay.
Now Keira Knightley was Keira Knightley, oddly well not oddly enough, if we want to tie this back to Star Wars, Keira Knightley played
she was one of the handmaidens.
Well, she was the body double for Padme.
As was Sofia Coppola. She was one
really?
Of the handmaidens too, yeah.
You mean the person that ruined The Godfather?
Godfather 3. Let's give her credit to which one she ruins.
She was an infant for the first one.
Yeah,
so
she did not ruin the baptism scene.
Right.
Even though that's actually pretty... She was playing a boy.
So she was showing her chops.
Yeah, she was like, look at range.
As an infant. However, as a 19-year-old, she sucks.
Okay. Here was the Ryan Reynolds tweet... Which, it shows a picture of Cable, I mean of Deadpool, holding a coffee that has Josh Brolin's face in the foam.
Yeah.
And a Golden Girls napkin or something. Uh-huh. I don't get that. But it says, the fuck, Fox? You can't play two characters in the same universe. Josh Brolin was in Sicario, and I was in Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
So
sure, but... I'm really looking forward to Cable. I mean, I was looking forward to Deadpool 2 anyway, just because I figured it would be really good.
Yeah.
But I love that casting choice. That was out of left field and good, and your young man is upset.
Yes, we actually have timed this pretty good, because we started right after they left, and now they're home and pissed off. Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing she wouldn't give him a cookie or something.
I don't know.
That'd be...
Whenever, like, he's, like, worn out,
And then they announced that the next X-Men film will be Dark Phoenix, which is surprising, because people were wondering if they were even going to do another X-Men film after Apocalypse. And now they're, like, doubling down where, we're going to still go forward with it. And probably, you know, it'll be Sophie Turner again as Jean Grey, I would imagine.
Well, so are they trying to, as they lose Jennifer Lawrence, trying to make her the face of the female face of the franchise?
Sure.
I'm just throwing that out there. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because the odd thing is they have, they got a lot of, like, good people playing all these parts.
Yeah.
Like
Cody Smith McPhee.
Yeah, exactly. That's who I was thinking of. But just, you know, well I mean, they like locked up Jennifer Lawrence for, you know, three movies when pre-Hunger Games. So, I mean, clearly they can't
get.
Yeah, they can't afford her anymore, she's gone.
She looks bored as fucking Apocalypse anyway.
Yeah. So
that was an I'm contractually obligated to make this movie performance.
Yes. So I don't know, and
I mean,
they are so the X-Men movies are what, 50-50 maybe, if that.
Well, the funny thing is too is it's going to be because apparently Bryan Singer will not be doing it.
Okay.
So it will yet again be two films not by Bryan Singer, then the Dark Phoenix saga. Two more films by Bryan Singer, then another dark fucking... What's Brett Ratner up to? Can he do this one?
Brett Ratner is probably given hand jobs behind a 7-Eleven.
Can he fuck up the Dark Phoenix saga twice?
If he's not, he should be.
Yes. He's too busy producing the Rush Hour TV show.
Is he?
Almost likely.
I was going to say, where's Jackie
else?
Chan?
What else is he doing?
I don't know how... He's another one. I don't understand how he gets work.
Yeah, him and McG.
Yeah, exactly. And also, what's the other guy?
They each fucked David Geffen or something and have incriminating evidence. <for him. laughs>
Or maybe they both fucked Aaron Hernandez and that's why he's dead.
Oh, yeah.
Are you guys all caught up on that?
Oh yeah, that's crazy. It's a saga.
It is. It's pretty neat.
Yeah.
He, like, had a prison boyfriend and...
That's why he committed suicide, because he didn't want it to come out or something. Oh, dude. Financially, it's a smart decision. Because in the state of Massachusetts, you are not legally convicted until you've run through your appeal process.
Right.
So now the Patriots might owe him money.
Yeah, they'll owe his family, his estate, money.
His family now cannot get sued by the victims of the crime in, like, you know, in...
And I saw...
Whatever court that would be.
And again,
whichever one OJ ended up having to pay for.
It's not funny, but when I saw it, I was kind of giggled and said, come on, guys. But Odin Lloyd's family thinks, well, through this is their attorney talking, that the Patriots owe them some money.
Yeah.
No.
And I was just thinking, and I said, the first thing I said is, that sets a dangerous precedent.
Yeah.
Everyone that commits murder, their employer is now liable to the person they killed. It's like, holy shit.
Well, the lawyer said, it would
no
be
one's
going
to hire Ray Rice for anything.
Anything.
Now.
Adrian Peterson, he's done. It would be the right thing to do. That's what he said.
No, he was an employee.
Yeah, I don't need to give his family $6 million.
Hey, motherfucker just worked here, man. We didn't have anything. We didn't plan with him or anything.
Yeah. This was not my idea.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
If he wasn't... Well, whatever.
There are still people out there who are convinced he still didn't do it. Like, my friend Devin, who always ends up getting into internet arguments with me, thinks it's all a vast fucking conspiracy.
It's pretty much on video.
Yeah.
Really?
He really does. He thinks it's just too coincidental that all this stuff is happening. It's like, because people never commit suicide in jail, ever.
No.
You know?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, no. Aaron Hernandez killed motherfuckers. He was always a fucking gangster.
Yeah.
He was in college.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was a pain in the ass in college.
Yeah.
Fucking Patriots.
Wait, you mean an NFL player that played in a Florida-based college is a criminal?
It's amazing.
Holy shit.
Next weekend? Yeah, this Thursday. Ooh, NFL draft is this week.
Ooh,
yeah.
I'm excited. Until, like, the first round they take who I don't want them to take, and then I'll be out.
What pick do the Eagles have?
14. Yeah. I'm hoping... If there aren't, there's like three defenders. If they're still there at 14, they should take them. If not, just take the best offensive player. Unless Christian McCaffrey's available, then I think they should probably take him. Either way, little white dude from Stanford.
Yeah.
Wes Welker at running back is basically what he is.
Danny Woodhead ish. Better than Danny Woodhead.
Better than Danny, but faster. Anyway, are we done?
Yeah, good. Not bad for a week where nothing really happened. This was a slow week.
So you'll be gone next weekend, so we're off next weekend, is that right?
Yes, because I'll be in Boston. So.
And then after that, we'll...
Guardians will be the week after that.
Yep, so the next episode that you'll hear is the Guardians and then also how Dan's Boston trip went. Right?
Yes. I'm pissed that Lester isn't pitching.
Well, I'm wearing my Lester shirt
Fuck
today.
You, John Madden. Joe Madden, not John. John Madden. Fuck you,
John Madden.
Madden,
you
too.
Fuck yourself, too.
Any and all Maddens right now, fuck yourself.
Joel, Benji.
Oh. Yeah, fuck you, good Charlotte.
Fuck both of you.
Yeah.
Give Nicole Richie a sandwich. All right, bye.
And herpes.